Good afternoon, Mishnah 2. So interesting how it brings a detailed background to the law of biur, of removal. And we said that after the produce is no longer in the fields, so it has to be removed from the house. And we've been saying up until now the main opinion, which is the Ramban, that what that means is that you've got to take it out and declare it hefka, ownerless, and then there's a debate as to whether you yourself can immediately reacquire it and take it back in or not, or you now have to leave it for the poor. In the background here, it brings two other opinions, the Rambam, which is actually that at the time of Biur, you have to destroy the produce, not that you declare it on. Yeah, interesting. And also the Rivet, that at the time of Biur, basically what you do is take the produce to the court, like the Beth Din storehouse, and they would store it there and dish it out to the people. So three different opinions, but as we said, the main, it brings over here, most authorities agree with the Ramban, that at the time of Biur, what you would do is declare it ownerless, and then people could see. Yeah, all right. So when it comes to beer, it says the Mishnah Shlosh Aratzos LeBeer. There are three different areas when it comes to beer, and they are Yehuda Ve'Eber Hayadain VaHaGalil, the Judea, Transjordan, and the Galilee. And then V'Shlosh Shlosh Aratzos LeChol Achas VaAchas. There are three different regions in each of those. So there's different of nine different regions when it comes to beer. And so what would happen is if in your region the produce is no longer available in the field, then you have to get rid of it in your house. It goes, everyone must then go after their region. And so he says in the Galil Ha'elyon, in the Galil there's the Upper Galilee, the Galil Atachton, the Lower Galilee, the Emek, and the Valley. And what are they? Mikfar Chananya Ulamalan, from a place called Kfar Chananya and upwards. Kulsha and the Megadol Shikma, and the sycamore trees don't grow there. That was how they could test where you were. Galila Elyon, that was the Upper Galilee. Mikfar Chananya Lamata, from there downwards. Kulsha Megadol Shikma, Galil HaTachton was the Lower Galilee. Utchum Taveria, and then the area surrounding Tiberias, Ha'emek, that was considered the valley, the area surrounding Tiberias. But Yehuda, in Yehuda, Hahar, you had the mountain, Hashfela, then you had the plains, Va'emek, and then you had the valley. Those were the three areas in Yehuda. Ushfela's Loid, Kishfela's Hadrom. And then he says you consider the valley of Loid, the plain of Loid, like the plain of the south. Vahar Shela Kahara Melech, and the mountain is like the king's mountain range. So it's grouping those areas together for this purpose. Mibeischorin v'ad hayam, and then from a place called Beischorin to the sea, Medina Achas, that was also considered one region. So today we don't really know where these areas are, exactly the areas. So we go strict today, and if the produce is no longer found in the field in one particular area, so we remove it from all areas today. We don't try and group it into one of these nine areas.